just my thoughts, people. Yeah, buddy, look. Don't pay me no mind. Got shit on my mind. If I said it, then I'm in it. Let's discuss it. It's fine. From politics to sports, entertainment for sure. Yeah. From my thoughts to yours. Yeah. From trends to wars. Okay. And who wins awards, if they deserve it or not. Who got snubbed and who really deserved that spot. Hey, let's talk police brutality, how they kill us at will. Hey. Or legalizing marijuana, roll it up and just chill. Talk laws and bills and how the system corrupt. Yeah. Voting if it even matters, cause they shit fucked up. Yeah. Let's talk homeless in our country, how they spend overseas, building walls to keep folk out when they can go underneath. We ain't heard about the tunnels equipped with the ventilation and railway systems to get straight to their destination. Stupid. Yeah, we can talk about whatever you want. We can agree to disagree and dap it up when we done. Just my thoughts, people. We discuss what's going on, right or wrong. Ain't nobody throwing stones. Just my thoughts, people. We come to speak our mind all the time. If you don't agree, that's fine. Just my thoughts, people. With a different point of view, with the news you can use on the move. Just my thoughts, people. Tune in and get the scoop. Just my thoughts from me to you. Just my thoughts, people.
Yeah! It's going down, it's going down. Thank y'all for tuning in. This is Just My Thoughts Podcast with your boy B. Cuddy. You know what it is. Hey, and I got my boy, man. I got the co-host in the building. You know who it is. G6, talk to him one time.
What up, world?
G6 about to die, man. That's what happens when you out here in these streets, man. You know, sometimes you got to be out in these streets. You got to eat a little coochie and it get caught up in your throat. I've had that happen to me a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, check it out, man. I just want to thank everybody, man, for tuning in. We've been doing hella numbers. I want to thank y'all. Right now, I'm doing something a little bit different. We're actually going live on Facebook. So, you know, a couple people done tuned in. What's up? I ain't gonna say y'all names because y'all might owe child support. Y'all might owe somebody some ends or something. Baby mamas or whatever. So, but thank y'all for tuning in. Tonight, man, let's talk about some things, man.
What do we want to talk about today?
Hey, tonight, man, I wanna talk about, do men pay for pussy and is women selling pussy? That's what I want to talk about tonight.
That's a tough question.
It can't be too tough, man. It can't be. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to think about it like this. If you go on a date, you selling pussy, bro.
Elaborate on that.
I'm all right. This is my thing. If you go on a date, you spending about $200-$300 on a date nowadays. You going out to dinner, y'all going out to movies, casino, concerts, whatever the case. Like, put it like this. If you go to a concert, you spend about $50 a ticket.
True.
You got to get the outfit, right?
Yeah.
Y'all getting drinks, right?
Facts.
Then y'all going to dinner, y'all spending about $200 on that, right? Facts. You spent about $300.
Right.
Yo, hold on. Let's slow this up. We doing too much, y'all. This is what we finna do. Let's get into trending topics, and then we gonna get back into this subject. It's about to get real. You dig? First up, yo, man, we had the verses with Bone, Thugs in Harmony, and we had 3-6 Mafia. Yo, man, tell me what you thought about that, bro.
I thought it was entertaining versus, of course, who was that? Busy Bone?
Yes, sir.
Busy Bone was ready to fight. I don't know what was up with him. Maybe he had too much of that yak or something. But overall, I think the versus was pretty good. I'm not going to say it was the best one, but it was pretty good.
I think
a lot of old classics.
It was good. They brought out a lot of people, man. Facts. They brought out a lot of people. They brought out Terrence Howard. They brought out Chamillionaire. They brought out...
They didn't bring out Wayne.
No, they brought out Wayne. They brought out Lil Jon. They brought out Lil Flip, Young Buck. Yo, is Young Buck getting fat as fuck?
Yeah, he is. I think he in Tennessee eating good.
Shit, he eating something. He eating... motherfucking people or something. Like, that motherfucker people had a gut. I said that ain't Young Buck. That's Old Buck. Yo, yeah. But it was a dope ass battle. Now, Fuck your opinion. 3-6 Mafia won. They won.
I give you that.
Hands down, they won.
They brought the energy.
The thing that made them win was the selection of songs and when to play them.
Right, right.
Is it me or did Bone Thugs play a bunch of shit I ain't never heard?
I agree with that too. They played a bunch of songs I ain't never heard. And no, after a while, if you didn't follow Bone Thugs, they kind of fell off.
Yeah.
Kind of fell off.
I say after the second album.
Yeah.
The second album. Because it was like, they started with the little EP, and then they had the East 1999.
Yeah.
And then they had the War, whatever the fuck, with the Tupac on that bitch. Yeah. And after that, they kind of went down the hill.
Like, yeah, you didn't hear nothing much from them, so they became lost.
Yo, all I'm saying is their selection. They should have started off with something heavy. They should have started off with fucking Thuggish Ruggish Bone.
That would set the place off.
They could have even started off with First of the Month. Matter of fact, did they even play First of the Month?
I don't recall. But if they would have played one of those two songs first, it would have shook the roof. It would have set the pattern. You know, it kind of reminds me of that Dipset and Lox. Like, Dipset didn't play the correct songs. Like, true. They didn't true. Play the correct songs. Like, certain songs shouldn't been played.
Nah.
You know? And like you said, they plan was out of order. But the Lox, they was hitting it. Like, they knew when to get the crowd energy. When they felt the crowd energy, they was on top of it.
And that was like, 3-6 Mafia started off with that. Them motherfuckers came with Who Run It.
Right.
They came with Tear the Club Up.
Yep.
Push the Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, they came with that energy, and it was like, all right. And then when they got later in the rounds, the motherfuckers brought out Terrence Howard, and Terrence Howard came out there. I was like, oh shit, DJ.
Right.
DJ mine. Right. Hey, right. Yo, y'all got, hey, I'm telling you right now, if they would have brought out Taraji Henson, man.
Game over.
Nigga, I'd have been up there. It's hot out here, trying to get some money for the rent. I was like, oh shit. She should have came out in the whole crackhead looking. I was kind of disappointed. I thought Terrence Howard should have came out with a perm, me personally.
True. He should have.
Man, hey. But it was one of the best verses, man, because I've seen a bunch of bullshit. Like, the one before that with Chaka Khan and them.
Yeah.
Like, Chaka was high. Like, right. I'm going to keep it 100.
But who are the next verses we want to see?
Honestly, like, realistically, or my, like, future, my favorite verses I would want
realistically, to see. Like, realistically. Like, who should battle next?
Lil Wayne and Future.
Realistically.
Because Lil Wayne was just on this. Future out in these streets, you know.
But we know what Lil Wayne can do.
But this is the thing. We only going 20 hits. I think
Lil Wayne got that on Futures.
Okay. But it's the thing. Bone Thugs and Harmony should have won. They song selection fucked them.
Right.
And I will say, Busy Bone stole the energy, right?
He did.
Oh, let's shamelessly plug. Yo, if you haven't heard the motherfucking interview, Just My Thoughts, Busy Bone, check it out. All your streaming, Spotify, Pandora, it's on iHeartRadio, Stitcher, everywhere you can listen to podcasts, go check it out. But after that part, it stole a lot of the energy. But 3-6 still kept it coming.
Right.
So, me personally, if you get Lil Wayne and you get Future and they can get 20 hits, songs that they was on, they Future, whatever. And I would love to see that. Hey, people sleeping. Future got some bangers.
Not sleeping on Future. Not at all.
Future has hits.
He do.
R&B type hits, drug hits, thug hits.
He do.
Hit hits. Like, Future got some shit. So Wayne got some shit too. But the problem is you only can take 20.
Okay. That's gonna be tough.
Yo, I'm just saying, man. Something to think about, man. Something to think about. Next up, man, we got to talk about Jussie Smollett. Yo, Jussie Smollett was found guilty, man, pretty much of lying about hate crimes. Like, he created this whole theory about how two dudes dressed, was it two dudes or a gang of dudes? It was something like, dressed in MAGA hats, racially
profiled him.
Not even profiled, racially whooped his ass, put a looser on his neck, and he had to fight him off. Then goes on to say he's the gay Tupac. Come to find out, after a bunch of people stepped up and supported him, a lot of people was like, nah, that don't sound right. Because first of all, it's in Chicago. It was in the hood. Right. And it was like below 0 degrees. Like, who the fuck whooping a black dude ass in below 0 degrees weather? Like, I catch your ass when it's sunny. I'll fuck you up when it's 30 degrees.
Right.
But that's about it. But but Jussie Smollett, you know, said this happened. And they was like, nah, we don't think that happened. Come to find out, it didn't happen like that. Jussie Smollett was lying. And, you know, they found out. So, he's guilty. Do you think he's going to do time?
Probably not. Should he do time? Absolutely. Absolutely. Because when the story came out, everybody knew it was a lie. It had to be a lie. Did he even have marks on him or something like that? Like,
just Smollett, he had so when the police arrived, he still had the looser on his neck,
right?
Which was odd as fuck. And he said he was coming home or some shit. He had stopped at the subway and they gave him more than a foot long and beat his ass. No, but what's crazy is he knew the dudes.
Yeah, didn't he pay him off or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he paid him off. But this is the crazy thing. The story comes out, especially in the trial, that he was getting high with one of the guys. He was having a sexual, I guess, affair with him. They was smoking weed, doing cocaine. He said he was off of Molly. They was jacking each other off.
Like, whoa.
This is all in the trial. Whoa. I ain't make this shit up. Whoa. I ain't make this shit up. Anyway, so, And then they do all this. He came up with this idea, which was kind of stupid because I think he only paid him like $1,500.
Right.
And I'd be like, yo, I don't think this gonna work.
Somebody has to think that, like
it just didn't make sense.
Right. Like, you want me to do what? Like, how are you gonna get away with this? And I bet you he was so geeked about it. He's like, hey, we gonna get extra money on this. We gonna make more money on this. This gonna be bigger than anything.
Yo. He was high.
When he exactly.
Did. He was high. Exactly. It wasn't no other way about it. He was high. But, man, you know, they found him guilty, and now he's got to do sentencing. I think the sentence after the first of the year. So, Jussie Smollett might be going to jail.
But what kind of time do you give him? Like, do you give him a year? Do you give him a fine? Do you give him community service? Like, what time are they really going to give him?
Realistically, you give him a year. You're going to give him a year. He's only going to do probably like 3 months and you're going to let him out. Realistically. What he should get, probation, because it was something so stupid and minor. Right.
They might not even give him a year.
But this the thing, though. They wanted him. Like, the feds had dropped this.
Uh-huh.
And then the state had picked this up. Like, nah, we finna try you. Right. We spend, like, numerous hours in police
looking
work.
Looking for your people.
But now you spending money in court, like, the taxpayers' money to try this stupid shit.
Yep.
Yeah, they finna give that man some time, man. They not finna do all this just to give him probation and scare him. Nah, they gonna give him at least a year. At least a year. I mean, they might even say, fuck it, give him 3 and then he do like 6 months to a year and be out. But
yeah.
But, you know, Jussie Smollett, man, you know, sad thing. You know, he was, what was his name on Empire?
I don't even know. You got somebody know his name.
What is, y'all know this, man. Hit us up, man, and let us know what Jussie Smollett's name was, man. Jussie Smollett was Lucius's daddy, Cookie his mama. Jamal. Is it Jamal?
Is it?
I think it's Jamal.
No, Jamal is the
That's the oldest, is it?
I think so.
I ain't watch Empire. I'm sorry. I was a power head. But anyway. Right. Man, that shit was crazy, man. So.
What's his name? Jamal? Was it Jamal?
I think it was Jamal. Well, Jamal about to go to jail, man. Jamal, he gonna be built as fuck when he get out of jail. I don't give a fuck. He gonna be strong. He gonna be cocky when he get out that motherfucker.
Right.
But what's crazy is he wanted people to believe he fought off them two built ass Nigerians. Like, get the fuck right out of here. They gonna beat the shit out you, Jesse.
Facts. And man, that was just a crazy story. Like, yeah. I don't even know why he thought of that. Like, and I can't imagine, like, it was three of them that thought of that. Like, not one of them thought, like, you know what, this is a bad idea.
I think the two motherfuckers was like, fuck it, man.
It probably was in it for the money.
Yo, yeah, he gonna give us some money. He probably right. bringing us this weed. Man, fuck it, man, whatever. This shit ain't gonna be that big. All right, whatever. And then that shit just spiraled out of control, especially with Trump being in office yep. and the whole MAGA. And, uh-huh. Yeah, that shit was crazy, man.
And he had, like, people behind him, too. Like, I think John Legend.
Yeah. Don Lemon.
Yeah.
What's her name? The black lady from, I think, Good Morning America.
Gail.
Not Gail. No. Gail. Robin. Damn, I can't think of her name.
I think I know you're talking about.
But yeah, she know she was.
I think supporting. Oprah is behind him too. Tyler Perry.
No.
You sure? You sure TP's the one? Oprah. Tyler one behind him. You know Tyler was behind him.
Oprah was like, that nigga lying. Lying ass nigga Lonnie.
I think Tyler was behind him though. I think he was.
I don't think so, man.
I think
anybody would have
John Legend like, nah. too. I think
John Legend was just supporting black people. He was happy people. But man, anybody with a mind, nigga, knew that shit wasn't real. Like, if you got people in Chicago, shout out to all our listeners in Chicago, man. But if you got people in Chicago, they'll tell you, nah, that shit, no way that shit was happening. Nobody in Chicago believed it. Put it like that. Everybody outside of Chicago believe that shit.
Right.
Nobody in Chicago was like, I think that's true. But, you know, yo, shout out to that man. I hope everything work out, man, and he able to get his career back going. Man, I just, it's a sad situation, though, for real. But tonight's topic, man, I want to get into this. Fellas, do y'all buy pussy? And ladies, is y'all selling it? That's our topic for tonight. Like earlier I said, man, if you go on a date with a female, you're going to spend like upwards to $200 or more. It just depends. We're not including the outfits. If you got a, you know what I'm saying, fly in or fly out.
Huh? She already had that already? Like
with
that.
An outfit?
Yeah.
No, sometimes you go get fresh for that. Like, you going to a concert, you might be like, I don't want to wear nothing out in the water. I'm going to bust their head with this shit. I'm finna go get fitted. I'm finna knock they motherfucker. And then if it's the first time with her, you might be like, I'm trying to impress. Ooh, let me break out your old school nigga. Be like, break out them Stacey Adams
with the Kangol hat
with the Stacey's. Now, but you're gonna spend some money on the outfit. You're gonna take her out to eat.
Right.
So you're gonna take her what roof press. You know what I'm saying? You're going to take her to these steakhouses, depending on what city you in. These crab places. Nah. You're going to spend a pretty penny.
You're right.
So, you take her out. Y'all have a good time. You take her back to the crib. Well, not your crib. You drop her off. You might get a kiss.
You probably won't get that.
Man, probably not. I mean, with this corona, do motherfuckers still kiss?
Probably not.
Yo, quick. Somebody out there viewing this, man. Hey, do y'all still kiss like strangers with COVID? That's something real. Like you used to be like, I can't wait to kiss you. Oh, that first kiss, because I know the panties is coming next. But nobody motherfucker kiss you and shit, you fucked up.
Start coughing and shit.
Be like, oh, bitch. You dirty bitch, you. No, but you're going to spend some money. So think about that. Let's go back. Let's take a nice, wholesome woman that got that 90-day rule that they always talk about that. So you go on about 4 or 5 dates. So the first day, you probably went big, right? You say 300. Next day, y'all probably do some small dinner, movie. So that's about good hunting and something.
True.
So you do that twice. So then now you get invited over to the crib. You starting to get antsy. Like, you like, I got to get these panties now. What can I do? So then you be like, all right, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cook for her, and then we going to watch a movie. And then think about it. Your cheapest date is when you get the draws. Your cheapest date. Like, you went, fried some chicken, made some butter noodles.
Butter noodles.
Hey, don't sleep on them butter noodles. Anyway, butter noodles, got some Kool-Aid, popped in Netflix, Hulu, whatever, Stars, y'all watching Power, and then when the sex scene come on, you kind of look over her like, what's up? Yeah, that look fun what they doing, ain't it, girl? And then next thing you know, y'all doing the do. So for them first 4 or 5 days, you just spend damn near $1,000 on the pussy. Just to, because honestly, you could say you like her, but in reality, men and women, we grown. We just trying to fuck. Everybody is just trying to fuck. You might be looking for a soulmate, but that man is trying to have sex with you. After he has sex with you, he's trying to figure out, is it more or is it just sex? That's it, ladies. Don't confuse it. Every dude wants to have sex with you off rip after he figures out if this is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
So can that be vice versa?
What, a female want to fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a lot of females out there. Hold on. Like I said, we on Facebook for the first time. Yo, I know y'all watching. Ladies, do y'all just want to fuck? Let us know. But I know a lot of females that just be out to hit it because they so focus on their careers, their family, whatever the case may be. They don't really want a relationship.
Right.
So if you ain't want a relationship, then you just got physical needs. Hey, you take care of it.
True.
So, is they selling pussy is the question.
Man. It's a lot of statements and quotables in what you just said.
I'm just saying, is you selling pussy? But, all right. Let me. Why you think about that? Let me finish. Yeah,
this is a tough one.
Is ladies still fucking for the 40? Is y'all still fucking for the 40 ball? And this is why. If you spending $1,000, you really want that. But if it's just about sex, you only need $40. And inflation is going up. So does that 40 ball go up is the question. I went and got a bag of chips the other day. That bitch was $3 and it was only like 10 chips. So was the pussy going up or is it deflating? Like, oh shit, well bitch, you don't need that 40, you need a 30.
Wow.
I'm just saying. This is one of them topics that get real, real.
Man. Hey, you know what? You should pose that a question and see what the viewers talk about on that.
Man, you know, my mama one of the viewers, so my mom might feel some kind of way. Boy, what you on there talking about? They fucking for the 40. Back in my day, we was fucking for some cools in the goddamn. We was fucking cools in the thousands. But I'm being real, man. Like, are you paying for sex?
I think some people don't think of it like that. Like, you know, you have some guys that don't just look for sex, and you have some guys that do. I think the guys that don't look for it, they don't expect it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Know?
So they're like, oh, if I get it, I don't. You know what I'm saying? Then you have the other guys that you talk about that be like, hey, we 5 days in, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on? Like, it's time, tie down, you know what I'm saying? Like,
All right, so let's go a little bit deeper.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so let's be honest. I'm a married man. Y'all hear me? I'm married. But before I got married, I was a hoe. Because we all was hoes out here in these streets. But I'm going to keep it real. So, when you first met a female, you was only attracted by what you saw, right?
Right.
So whatever she was looking like, her body, she had some hips, them lips, them thighs, you know what I'm saying, them eyes, whatever the case may be, you was attracted to by what you saw. So you was like, I'm going to do whatever it take to hit that.
Sometimes it could be the mindset.
What you mean?
Like the way a female thinks.
Nick, what? Okay. No. Cause you don't know what she's thinking.
But I'm just saying, you could see something and you could be like, wow. And then as soon as they talk, you'd be like, what the like, what are you talking about?
Okay, let's keep it real. No, for real. When I first saw, better yet, I first saw my wife, I was in high school. Yeah, that's real. Anyway, when I first saw her, I was like, damn, who is that? She look good as a motherfucker. I couldn't tell what she was thinking. This is how crazy it is. This is how the world works. I saw her twice. I saw her at like one of those school functions when they get like your high school to another high school.
Yeah.
And then I seen her later at my homeboy, which is like my brother. That was his cousin. And she was over at a family function. So both times I saw her, I was like, damn, she fine the motherfucker. But I couldn't tell you what she was thinking. But if you would have asked my 16-year-old perverted self, I'm trying to smash this. So what I'm saying to you is you can't tell what somebody is thinking off rip because it's all physical. Now women, because I can't speak for a woman, but they might feel a certain kind of way, like they want a deeper connection. But as a dude, a lot of times you might be physically, I ain't even gonna say a lot of times, the majority of the time you're gonna be physically attracted to that female that you like. And then after you get to know them, you like, all right, bet. So, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either, man.
Let me ask you this. How much have you spent on a date? Like the most you ever spent on a date with a female? Just throw a number out there. You ain't even got to be the correct number. Just upwards of. Like, I spent more than 200.
No,
I spent more than three.
I don't know. More than 100.
Mm. So more than 100. All right. After that date, did you want some?
No.
You didn't want to hit at that 100? Oh, this nigga's not keeping it real. This nigga's not keeping it real.
No, just think about it. Because look, bro, like, who absolutely just thinks about that?
What you mean?
Like, so say you take a female out.
Right.
You know, and then you spend on, like I said, there's two different types of people, you know. You spend all this money, and then, like, most people, they be like, oh, man, like, I gotta get it, like, I got hit, or whatever the case might be. Then you have your other people that just like, shit, you know, it is what it is.
Okay. But this is what I'm saying. You hit it. You hitting it. You get comfortable. Right?
Right.
But before you have sex with a female, you're doing everything it takes to have sex with that female. Or get that female into a position where she's your female, if that's what you want, right?
True.
So, you're spending the money
to invest.
Okay, there we go. Here we go. Yo, y'all heard it yourself. You investing into that woman.
Right.
Financially.
Right.
With all investments, you want a payout.
Right.
Correct, right?
Right.
Okay. What's the payout? Okay. What's the initial payout? Because it could be a first-time payout, and then you steady putting money into the stock. And that's later, because you like that stock.
Right.
But initially, you're trying to get paid off of this stock. You're trying to get laid off this stock. You see how I rock with it? I'm cold. I'm cold, man. Hey, yo. Treacy Trees. Treacy Trees, you hear me? You hear me out there, Treacy.
That was a good one.
But that's what it is, though.
Right.
Men Men, if you can say with a straight face that at no point in your life you did not want sex from a female when y'all first went on a date, I cannot look at you and say you're an honest man. At some point, not with all women, but at some point you was like, yo, I'm trying to see if I could take it to the crib. Better yet, you met a female at the club, you buy that woman a drink, right?
True.
Why do you buy that woman a drink?
So you could potentially take her home.
Exactly. Exactly, right? So that's your gateway into the whole segment.
Right.
What happens is a female's playing defense, so she like, how many drinks can I get him to buy me?
Right. How many shots can I get?
So is she selling pussy at that point?
Yeesh.
All right, let's do this. You get married. We finna walk a fine line. One of us might walk out of here a divorced man. But all right, you get married, you give your wife money, correct?
Right.
All right, you give your wife money, and that's cool. Are you buying pussy from your wife?
No.
I agree with that. Oh, it was close. It was close. I thought he was about to say something wrong. I'm like, no, don't do it. Okay, but why not, though? What makes it different between you buying pussy when you're not?
Because you're not already investing into that.
Exactly. So it goes back to when you're single, you're buying it.
You're putting that money into it.
Because you don't know nothing about it.
Right.
You stop investing when you found out this is what you want.
Right.
So, who's at fault? Is it men's or is it a women?
Both.
You think so?
Both.
Explain.
Because both know exactly what they want. Sometimes the females be thinking they want sex. Like, oh, let me see how much money you can spend and then give it up. Then the man, on the other hand, spends all this money, but you know what? I think she's going to give it up. So it's kind of on both.
Okay. So ladies, do y'all see it as y'all selling pussy? Ladies that's out there, do y'all see yourself as y'all selling pussy when y'all going on these dates and having these guys spin? Because I'm gonna throw a curveball at y'all. If you figure whoever asks the person out on a date is the one that pays, correct?
Usually.
Yeah, yeah. Usually. Right. Yeah. All right. So you ask me on a date, all right, girl, you know, I'm not gonna let you pay. We probably gonna fight over the check. You gonna hit me with a Usher Trading Places. And then you pay for it. Am I obligated to give you some? Even when females, they do this. They do that little joke. I guess you owe me some, huh? And then we be like, I guess. Huh? Knowing, hell yeah, you finna get this dick. So what I'm saying is you paying for it. Now, if it's a date, the first date, did she pay for dick?
Interesting. And that's an interesting.
Did she pay for dick? I don't think she paid for dick. And I might be wrong. The reason why I don't think so, because dick was going to be offered anyway.
What was she?
Like, soon as she picked this up, that, hey, matter of fact, when they made that day, he was like, yo, she can get this dick. Men, we are easy. I don't think y'all females understand. We are so easy in life. We just free. We just, it is what it is. Y'all are difficult, because this is why. Men, from the first time we see y'all, we want to fuck. And don't, when I say fuck, I don't mean fuck as in vulgar fuck. I mean like, we want to fuck the shit out you. That's what I mean. In a nice way. The problem is, we got to convince y'all to fuck, right? And then what happens is we end up liking y'all, and then we fall in love. Now, ladies, y'all got to figure out how y'all feel. because y'all physically might want to fuck us when y'all first see us, but y'all don't give it up that way. So then that's when the dates come and the conversation and then the vibing. So that's what I'm saying. So if the girl goes and asks the dude, is she buying dick? No, because the dick was already given. You didn't have to buy it. It was free. This is complimentary dick.
Hey, that's funny.
Yo, shout out to my cuz, man. Shout out, man. Hey, love you, fam.
That's funny, man.
But for real, though. Like, honestly, man. We was gonna give you the dick anyway. But y'all a different story. Y'all might have to be convinced, like, we a good guy, give us a chance type situation. And that's the problem. So, to answer the question, do men buy pussy? Yes, we do. It's no nigga out there that's out there with a woman and saying he never spent no money on her, period.
So, do that mean female buy the penis?
Yes and no. On certain sexes, certain circumstances. Okay. The problem is, what was the circumstance? Because there are some women out there that's buying niggas. Like,
right.
Don't get that twisted. But initially, you don't have to because the dick is going to be offered.
But what if it don't get offered? Because it's one of those things when you, like you said, at the end of the date, it's like, okay, do I get invited in or do I not? What is the female thinking? Is she saying, should I invite him in or should I not?
And then in that situation, she already knows she already knows if she's going to fuck him. She right. already know off top she going to fuck him.
Right.
So
maybe she feel like she got to pay for it.
But only happens if he's interested in her. Like, we all got these people that out of our league. Like, we look at them and be like, damn, I cannot get her. I don't know. And then as a man, I'm gonna be honest. I done got some females in my life where I was like, man, ain't no way I can get her. She out my league. And then I get her, I'll be like, yo, I'm a cold motherfucker, boy. Hey, yo. Hey, remember that scene on my favorite movie, A Thin Line Between Love and Hate, when Martin was like, I got the gift, the gab that can book any woman's ass. That's how you feel. That's exactly how you feel. So it's people out of your comfort zone or out of your league or whatever you want to call it. And then if you get them, you like, oh, shit. So if that guy is out of her league and she, the only way she can do it is like it's girls out here buying dudes, cars, clothes, all that shit. So if that's how she got, yeah, he sold that dick to her. At that point, he sold it. Like, it ain't even no, and it's the same way. Think about it. Women are, to all my female viewers out there, y'all are evil, women. Y'all are evil. We love y'all. Y'all are heaven sent, but y'all are evil. The reason why y'all are evil is because men would do whatever it take to keep y'all and get y'all. And when I say ever, they would do like the most horrible. Think about most murders. Crime of passion. Right. A dude kills another dude because he was either trying to impress that female or it's something about that female. He killed somebody over a female.
Right. Right. Right.
So think about this. If you out of my league and I'm trying to get you, I got to persuade you. I got to tempt you. Right. I got to get these nice clothes, cars, diamonds, whatever it is to get you.
Right.
So I'm trying to convince you. But off top, that dude is not thinking I'm trying to convince her to be my wife. He's thinking about, I got to convince her to have sex with her. Mm-hmm. Now, after that, he like, yo, this is who I want to be with. And at that time, she probably let her guard down. She probably feeling them in some kind of way. And then that's where the relationship comes. Unless y'all just two honestly, brutally honest people, like, hey, I want to have sex with you. And then, hey, I want to have sex with you. And then they usually be like the ones that last forever because they're perfect. Because they keeping it real with each other.
Right.
So, I mean, it's one of them situations, man. It's real. you got to be honest with yourself and be like, am I a trick or am I a treat? So, I mean, this is what I'm saying. Viewers, what do y'all think, man?
You should read some of the comments.
Okay, let me read some of the comments real quick, man. Ronald Kane, what's going on, cuz? Says, a nigga not trying to get in a relationship bond, taking a woman into a date. He's trying to hit it. See? You spend for a reason. You can spend money on your kids, sis, bro. Mama, daddy, you trying to get something. If she going out with you, she trying to see what you can give. Okay. All right. Yo. Hey. People saying that. Females, ladies, let me know, man. Let me know what y'all think. Oh, shit. Tracy Trees.
You about okay. To start some.
Tracy Trees, I like your comment. I ain't going to say it. I ain't going to put you on blast. But it's something, man, that we got to honestly ask ourselves, man. What do you want in life? Right. Are you happy in your situations or do you want it to be free? Like, I know people that's married. Matter of fact, swingers. What are swingers? Swingers are honest people. That's what they are. Because think about it. If you swinging, you in a relationship, you want to venture off outside.
Right.
You're not buying nobody. If you swinging because this is a lifestyle up front. Like, this is what we want. That's what they want. That's what happens. Unless you buying hookers or something.
Right.
But, yo, man, this is something that a lot of men struggle with. Because they be like, man, I ain't no trick, man. I ain't tricking on no female. You trick on female every time you go out to eat. That's just, anytime you take a woman some flowers that, think about it. What's that, Valentine's Day? Flowers run you a good, what, 70, 80 bucks, 100 bucks?
Right.
Okay. Think about how many people buy them flowers for girls and women that they have never even seen.
First impression.
Ever.
Right.
What is they trying to do? They're not saying, hey, I want this to be my wife. No. They saw this woman. She's attractive. I'm trying to get to know her better.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what you have.
That was a good question.
Yeah, I mean, it's just something, man, we got to think about, man. Hey, yo, real quick, did you know you can listen to us on Pandora?
Where else?
Yo, man, did you know you can listen to us on Stitcher?
Where else?
Yo, on iHeartRadio, they got us on there too, bro.
Ooh, man, anywhere else?
Yo, man, Spotify, man, they got us playing.
Whoop, whoop.
Yo, Amazon even got us. All you got to say, hey, Alexa, play Just My Thoughts podcast hosted by your boy B Cuddy and G6.
Yes,
sir. And they're going to play us, man.
Yes, sir. Make sure y'all hit them streaming links and get those clicks and plays each and every time.
Yo, man, we about to go ahead and get up out of here, man. So we're going to let y'all go and get y'all money on. I know some of y'all at work trying to get that bread so y'all can go buy some pussy. And I know some of y'all females is out there sleeping, getting y'all rest on so y'all can go sell some more pussy.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's real. I want to shout out to everybody, man, that tuned in on Facebook Live. Instagram Live tonight. Check this out, man. Love y'all. Go ahead, tap into the new episodes. Hey, G6, man, any last words?
Man, just remember, tough times don't last, but tough people do. You know who it is.
Yo, and always remember, man, pressure might bust pipes, but it also makes diamonds. And good head bust nuts, but we ain't talking about that. It's your boy B Cuddy, man. I am out. Yo, signing off. Peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo,
buddy, look.
Yo.
Don't pay me no mind. Got shit on my mind. If I said it, then I'm in it. Let's discuss it. It's fine. From politics to sports, entertainment for sure.
Yeah.
From my thoughts to yours.
Yeah.
From trends to wars.
Okay.
And who wins awards if they deserve it or not? Who got snubbed and who really deserved that spot?
Hey,
let's talk police brutality, how they kill us at will.
Hey.
Or legalizing marijuana, roll it up and just chill. Talk laws and bills and how the system corrupt.
Yeah.
Voting it if it even matters, cause they shit fucked up.
Real.
Let's talk homeless in our country, how they spend overseas, building walls to keep folk out when they can go underneath.
For real.
We ain't heard about the tunnels equipped with the ventilation and railway systems to get straight to their destination.
Stupid.
Yeah, we can talk about whatever you want. We can agree to disagree and dap it up when we done. Just my thoughts, people. We discuss what's going on, right or wrong. Ain't nobody throwing stone. Just my thoughts, people. We come to speak our mind all the time. If you don't agree, that's fine. Just my thoughts, people. With a different point of view. With the news you can use on the move. Just my thoughts, people.